It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 13th, 2014. On this date in 1977, the Lil Abner newspaper comic strip appeared for the very last time. A satirical send-up of American culture, it featured a fictional clan of hillbillies in the poverty-stricken mountain village of Dogpatch, Kentucky. It was the creation of cartoonist Al Capp and ran for an astonishing 43 years and 3 months, beginning on August 13, 1934. At its peak, Lil Abner had 60 million readers in more than 900 American newspapers, as well as another 100 papers in 28 countries worldwide. Capp's comic strip had a huge cast, headed by Lil Abner Yoakum, who stood 6'3" and was perpetually 19 years old. Simple-minded and sweet-natured, he was an eternal innocent in a dark and cynical world. Abner's mission in life was avoiding the romantic designs of Daisy May Scragg, who was not only virtuous but voluptuous, a shapely, barefoot, dog-patched damsel determined to get her man, despite her bloodthirsty kinfolk, who were the Yoakum's sworn enemies. Abner managed to elude the delicious Daisy May for 18 years, but Capp finally gave in to reader pressure and allowed the couple to tie the knot. It was a major media event and even made the cover of Life magazine on March 31, 1952. Mammy Yoakum, based on Capp's own mother, was a pipe-smoking, pint-sized dynamo whose authority was unquestioned. And her characteristic phrase, "Ah, has spoken," marked the end of further discussion. When he retired in 1977, Capp said Mammy was his personal favorite among all his characters. Without doubt, she was the model for Granny Clampett, brought to life by the feisty Irene Ryan in the Beverly Hillbillies. The supporting characters were legion, but among the most memorable are Marion Sam, a preacher who travels by mule and specializes in $2 weddings, Moonbeam McSwine, an earthy raven-haired goddess who prefers the company of pigs to potential gentlemen callers, and Hairless Joe and Lonesome Polecat, who still turns out Kickapoo Joy Juice, a moonshine so powerful that the fumes alone could strip paint or fell an ox. We would be remiss if we omitted Joe Pfft, the world's worst jinx with the unpronounceable last name, who made his way through life with a perennially dark rain cloud over his head. And who could forget Available Jones, the local entrepreneur who would make anything, legal or otherwise, available for a price? Or his cousin, Stupefying Jones, a stunning woman so drop-dead gorgeous that any man who saw her was immediately turned to stone. The list goes on and on into the hundreds. Although looking at Capp's characters was like gazing at the distorted figures in a funhouse mirror, they regularly combated and outwitted city slickers, business tycoons, government officials, and intellectuals with a homespun simplicity that only added to their appeal and reminded us that the inhabitants of Dogpatch were not so different from the rest of us. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 13th. 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.